Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 828, Sleep and Weight Loss, Part 1, by Mary Grace Taylor with DietSpotlight.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so as usual, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. Now, it is the middle of the week, which means we may need a little boost of motivation to get through these last couple of days. For some of us, this time of year signals a brand new school year, and so we may be experiencing just a little bit more stress than we normally would. So I figure we might need a little inspiration. Quote, "Burn brightly without burning out." Richard Biggs. On the show, we touch on a lot of different health behaviors that you could be doing. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed by all of these. Just start with one. Try not to feel too overwhelmed. And when you do start that one behavior, give it your best effort. Burn brightly, but don't overwhelm yourself and don't burn out. Now, moving on, a quick reminder, don't forget I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask. And if you do, you make me super happy because I love listening to and answering your questions. But for you, you're going to be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. So I thank you in advance for sending me a question. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Sleep and Weight Loss, Part 1, by Mary Grace Taylor with DietSpotlight.com. The amount of sleep you get at night doesn't just determine whether you'll feel energized or exhausted when you wake up in the morning. It can also have a grave impact on your weight. In recent years, science has uncovered a multitude of ways for how sleep deprivation could increase the chances of obesity and make it harder to reach or maintain a healthy size, which means that logging too little shut-eye could be standing between you and your slimmer self. Quote, "Researchers concluded that self-reported sleep restriction impacts your ability to burn calories and increases the risk of weight gain." This is according to Dr. Michael J. Bruce, the sleep doctor, PhD. Here's a look at the surprising ways that logging too little sleep could be impacting your weight. And we'll also discuss how you can get the sleep you need and achieve your weight loss goals. But first, a look into how too little sleep could be impacting your weight. 1. The link between sleep and weight loss. Research has long shown a connection between lack of sleep and weight gain. But just how much of an impact can sleep deprivation have? The answer? A lot. In a study that followed more than 68,000 adults for 16 years, researchers found that participants who slept less gained weight. Quote, "Short sleep duration is associated with a modest increase in future weight gain and incident obesity," end quote. This was according to the American Journal of Epidemiology. Quote, "Poor sleep has been linked to many problems, including weight gain and obesity." This is according to health coach Valentina Dulcey. According to a British study of 1,615 people, adults who snooze for 6 hours a night or less have waist sizes that are nearly 1.5 inches larger than people who get enough sleep. This is based on information in a study found in the journal PLOS-1. Quote, "If you want to keep your body working well, you need to get enough sleep every night." This is according to Dr. Gran Neri, the director of the Sleep and Health Research Program at the University of Arizona College of Medicine. Poor sleep and weight loss. Is sleeping good for weight loss? What is it about not sleeping enough that leads to weight gain? The evidence suggests that several different factors could be at play. Chronic sleep deprivation seems to make you eat more food, burn fewer calories, and it even affects hormones that can have an impact on your weight. Quote, most adults require 7 to 9 hours for optimum overall health. Regularly getting less sleep than you need leads to sleep debt, which is difficult to make up and often leads to chronic health conditions. This is according to Rachel, owner of Pillow Picker. Mary Maddox, counselor and healing arts practitioner and founder of Meditation Oasis, states, quote, I am a devotee of sleep. When I have a good night's sleep, my mind is clearer, my emotions smoother, and I am more productive the next day. It's much more enjoyable to be alive. That's enough for me to make sleep a priority. Sleep is just as important as diet and exercise for health, and yet is often overlooked. Try to remember how you felt the last time you had a good night's sleep, or better yet, the last time you were rested. If that isn't enough inspiration, perhaps a look at the research will inspire you. Sleep has been found to improve memory and learning, decrease inflammation, maintain a healthy weight, lower stress, decrease accidents, improve mood, and much more. It has even been found to help us live longer. If we all got enough rest, life would be so much better for us both as individuals and as a society. End quote. So the million-dollar question, how important is sleep when trying to lose weight? Very important. Staying up late gives you more time to eat. If you've ever downed an enormous bowl of ice cream or that gigantic bag of popcorn in front of your computer after dinner, you know that most of us tend to make less healthy eating choices at night. Often the later we stay up, the more likely we are to start raiding the cupboard or fridge for junky snacks. And in turn, this can lead to us taking in more calories than we need. Quote, going without sleep makes junk food look more tempting and increases desire for fatty and high-calorie foods. Staying up late at night often leads to greater overall calorie consumption and makes us more prone to putting on weight. This is according to Dr. Michael J. Bruce. Research backs this up. Subjects who stayed up late consumed around 550 extra calories between the hours of 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. This was according to a study presented at the American Heart Association conference. Of course, one late-night snacking session probably won't wreck your diet. But over time, the extra calories can add up, which means excess weight can creep on. When you're tired, you have less energy to make healthy nutrition choices. That means exercising, for starters. If you're exhausted and trying to fight that connection between sleep and weight loss, there's a good chance that you'll want to spend your free time hanging out on the couch instead of being active. Or you may find yourself sleeping in if you're a morning exerciser. As a result, you could end up burning fewer calories throughout the day. Those intentions to eat right could fly out the window too. Making a healthy meal isn't difficult, but it does take a little bit of planning and prep work. If you're too tired to muster up the energy, you might be more inclined to order takeout or grab a slice of leftover pizza from the fridge instead. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Sleep and Weight Loss by Mary Grace Taylor with DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I often get asked this question, why is sleep so darn important anyways? Why do I have to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night? Well, think of it this way. Sleep is like hitting the hard reboot button on your phone or your computer. It's like that, but for your brain and for your body. What we're learning is every second of every day, our brains, our bodies are being exposed to information. The brain has to select which information is most important at this very second. Then it has to try and ignore the other things that aren't as important. But that doesn't mean it's not processing that information. And so our brain has to constantly deal with this bombardment of information, selecting what's important right now, what's something I need to file later, and all of this takes a lot of energy. Our brains actually burn quite a few calories. But by the end of the day, the brain is worn out. Just like any other organ or any other system, it's tired. And what we're learning is that after so many hours of being awake and using all of this energy, there are byproducts to that. There are some consequences to that. So as a result of burning all this energy throughout the day, the brain starts to build up this hormone called adenosine. And adenosine triggers the brain to start to shut down. So when we have this buildup of this hormone adenosine, which comes about because of all the energy we're burning throughout the day, it signals the brain, okay, you've done enough work for today. Look at all this adenosine you built up. Time for some sleep. But we have learned to override that signal. And as a result, we're forcing the brain to work overtime. And that can lead to some consequences, as I just read to you. When our bodies don't get enough sleep, it starts to mess with our hormones. When we're awake longer, we need to support the body with more energy, so we'll probably take in more calories. But because we're so tired, we may not want to exercise to help burn off those calories. And when the brain has worked this hard for that long, you're no longer able to make great decisions. The brain's running on empty. And so yes, you are absolutely more likely to make a not so great food decision when compared to a well thought out one. Now this all sounds like doom and gloom, I know, but of course, tomorrow we're gonna talk about how you can get better sleep. So definitely come back tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.